Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just the body punching? I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually, he was crying there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him? That, when did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were talking and taking those punches.
DPLC Productions.
Making women's gestures like,
let's go, champ.
It's the champs. We the champ of the podcast, baby. Boxing Voice. We are back with another early afternoon, early morning edition, depending on what part of the globe you reside. James DeGale, Chunky. I can fight Gennady Golovkin at 160 and Andre Ward at 175. The IBF super middleweight champion, James DeGale, record 23-1-1 with 14 KOs, is hoping to land a big fight. But me and my hipster co-host, we're going to give you all the details. We're going to let you know just exactly what's going on. But let me head out to the Golden State to none other than that hipster.
Dollar DPLC Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
BoxingVoice.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout now. When he the main thing is, I just want the guy. I wish.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yes, yes, I'm here. And if you haven't picked up already, I am a James DeGale fan. I'll wave that flag. I'm a little bit of a fanboy for James DeGale. So if he gets one of these fights in the next 12 months, I'll be hyped. I'll be honest. So I love that he's calling out these guys at their weight classes, not talking about catch weights, because that's bullshit. You know, he's saying I'll drop down to 160 to fight Triple G. I'll go up to 175 to fight Ward. You know, I like that personally. I think those are big fights too.
I do too. I like these fights, but you know what? I'm not as optimistic as you. I think that I've been doing this long enough to know that, you know, sometimes these fighters are more intelligent than we give them credit. James DeGale, right? To the naked eye, to my man Raw Dog in the chat saying this is a good topic. See, to him, this is a better topic than yesterday's Eubank. But is this not a troll? Think about it. I wish I had some good, you know, X-Files music. I know that I have it. It's just going to be impossible to find on right on time. But listen, I got a conspiracy theory here. I mean, check it out. Yeah, call out Gennady Golovkin. That's a hot dude to call out. That's somebody that's just been in the media, you know what I'm saying? Somebody that, I don't know, could propel your name when you're trying to make a fight. Because here are some key facts about what DeGale is saying. The opponent that he's gunning for include IBO, IBF, WBA, WBC, middleweight champion Gennady Golovkin, and obviously undefeated. They're saying Callum Smith, the IBF, the WBA, the WBO, light heavyweight champion, Andre Ward. But then there's something that makes me, I don't know, I kind of cringe, and I turn my head to the side the way a dog would when he hears something off in the distance, and they say, and a domestic rival, George Groves. Now, here is when I say, oh, so he's using these big names to get this hometown fight. And somebody just says, oh, Ness, you're just such a hater. He's saying he'll take any one of those guys. And you're right. Maybe he is saying that. But what about this piece of evidence, Matt, where he goes on to say that he aims to fight in the Emeritus Stadium, home of his beloved Arsenal. So obviously he's trying to pull a card ranking now and saying where this fight is going to happen, dictating without even beginning negotiations. So I could only categorize this as a troll. Why not propel my name up there and have people thinking I do want to fight with Ward or Gennady Golovkin and make a super fight, when in fact all I want to do is repeat revenge with George Groves, who's a little bit over the hill at this point, or not as good as he was when they faced each other at 13-11-0, but it's there to sell because of this, you know, UK public. They'll still want to watch it. And, you know, DeGale going on to do so much, Groves kind of being in certain fights that, you know, gave his name a little bit of, I guess, glamour. I don't know. What do you think about my theory?
I can definitely see where you're going at with the whole trolling or getting your name out there. Like, I'm usually one that always points that out, that these guys are just using it for publicity. And you're probably right in a sense that James DeGale has no real intention of fighting either of these guys next.
I mean, think about it. You're the producer. Do me one favor. Look up James DeGale's record, because, you know, you got to be signed in a box. Like, see the last time he weighed 160, if ever, to be saying that after, I mean, I've only known him to be at 168. So, like,
I don't know if he's ever been at 160, to be honest.
Exactly. So how could he say I'll fight Gennady at 160? This is more odd than when Chad Dawson did it. But at least we knew that Chad Dawson, the network, was pushing him to do it. Now, saying that he'll fight Andre Ward at 175, yeah, that's easy to eat and get to 175. But coming down to a division we've never seen you campaign at, and you've just been so much bigger, I don't know. It has troll written all over it.
Is he really that big of a super middleweight? Like, Badu Jack was significantly bigger than him.
I mean, does he have to be big? We're talking about years since he's been legitimately at that
weight. Yeah, probably his amateur career, he was at that weight more likely. I don't know. I can see what you're saying with it being a troll. Like, you're probably right. But these fights are more realistic fights than the fight we were talking about yesterday with Chris Eubank and Tony Bellew. That's why this is less of
The realistic ones are that guy that I mentioned, George Groves, and the other guy from over there, domestic guy. What's his name? The mandatory.
Callum Smith. But you don't think that James DeGale could fight Andre Ward or could fight Triple G in the next couple of years?
But we never
thought Chris Eubank was going to fight Tony Bellew. That's the difference.
Okay, I can see what you're saying.
But you're right. You are right that James DeGale is using this to get his name in the headlines. Andre Ward's been in the news because of the negotiations with Sergey Kovalev. Triple G just had a pay-per-view and a fight with Daniel Jacobs where he didn't look spectacular. So everyone's calling out Triple G now. So James DeGale's hopping on that bandwagon.
Cool thing to do. It's the cool thing.
It is. And I don't blame him. Let's be honest. Triple G, even though I give him shit for not being the big superstar that his fans make him out to be, he is still the biggest star at 160 and 168. Like, there's no one in those two divisions that are a bigger name than him. So I'm not upset with James DeGale calling him out. And I'm not upset with James DeGale calling out Andre Ward either. Those are the two biggest names in his weight range.
Let me just tell you how much of a troll this is. I just checked BoxRec. He's never fought at 160. He started his pro debut at 166 pounds. His next fight was 171. So that means he has a better opportunity of going up to 175 than fulfilling that tall task that he made for himself of going down to Gennady Golovkin's division. The same mistake that Canelo Alvarez made when negotiating with Mayweather is saying in the public, in the media, that you are willing to go down to a certain weight. And with Gennady being the one making these pay-per-views, he's obvious A-side. He has more belts. I mean, he's just a darling, right? And DeGale is not. So he put himself, obviously, with his back against the wall in the Gennady, and that's why I'm labeling that as a troll. I think that the other three options are possible. I know that Ward entertained going back to the United Kingdom after the Frotch thing, even when he was just, you know, being a commentator for the Eubank fight and they were calling him out left and right, and he doesn't mind going over there. And that'll be something where he could, like, you know, ask for a petition and kind of get like a voluntary, something that no one would like, but that would be financially beneficial to him. But listen, if you don't have anything else to add, let's get out to these phone lines. You know, we're pressed for time.
Let's go to the callers.
Well, then we will.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Coach Mitty in the UK, talk to us. 45 seconds, buddy. We got to go. Mitty, Mayday, Mayday. Oh, man, Millie, you have a horrible connection. And Wesley, you need to mute yourself as well. If we're not talking to you, please mute yourself. We're going to go to some alumni while Mitty and Wesley get their things together on Skype.
I told y'all a long time ago, Kirkland will go down 3 rounds. All right,
next, I got milk, baby.
Yo, Miguel does not need to go down. I think he's trolling, man. There's no way in hell he's going back down to 160. If he does that, that's going to fuck his career, you know, trying to go back up, man. Yo-yoing up and down in weight, never good, man. It's easier to go up than it is to come back down and then go back up. So that's my call, man.
All right, Milkman, thanks for calling in. If you want to call in, you know that number, 1-425-569-5241. International callers can add Nestor Gibbs on Skype, Nestorgibbs. If you're watching this live with us or in the future, present, or past, depending on your country, definitely hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show, and it shows me and Matt that this is what you want. You want more boxing every day, and that's what we are trying to do. Since opening up Patreon, we said that we would double the amount of content, and we've kind of done that. We always wanted TBV in the morning, and it's kind of TBV in the afternoon. So if you're enjoying these afternoon shows, hit that thumbs up button, man, because you know, Matt has a child over there that he has to get babysitting for and stuff like that. Speaking of children, congrats again to Brad on his newborn. Brad, what do you think about this headline here, this quote directly from James DeGale, saying that he's he can fight Gennady at 160 and even Ward at 175.
I believe that everyone is wanting to jump into this bandwagon because it propels their career, but I think that he's trolling. I got a question for you guys. Who deserves to be calling out Triple G and Andre Ward at the same time out of any fighter or fighters?
Listen, I wouldn't have an issue with James DeGale. I said he deserves it. I just think it's unrealistic to say that he would go down to 160. I think that he can get a fight with Andre Ward, especially at 68, since his trainer already said they'd be willing to come down to 168. So, yeah, I think that DeGale is deserving, even though some are flat on him after his last performance with Badu Jack. But, Matt, what do you think? Is he deserving enough? And if not him, who else is Brad's question?
Saying that James DeGale, is he worthy of these fights, right? That was the question.
Well, is he deserving? Should he be able to call these guys out?
Yes, of course. Why not? I mean, we've talked about Triple G moving up for a very long time, and he's really the only long tenure champion at 168 right now, in my opinion, because of Badu Jack moving up. And I think that he has every right to call out guys at 175 too, especially if they're the top guys. We've been okay with guys moving up one division or moving down one division and fighting the best guy in the division. We're okay with that usually. It's the two or three divisions when you move up at one time that we have an issue with, I would say.
I agree with you, man. I agree. But this is another edition of the rumor mill. It hasn't been a rumor because it's a headline, because it is, you know, a quote directly from James DeGale himself. But I'm going to categorize it or classify this one as a troll simply because the Golovkin thing. Checking his record, seeing he's never, ever, ever, ever came close to being 160. It's just misleading of him. Misleading. And I will say this, he's been in tough for a couple of straight fights since he signed his Al Haymon tour. So if he would like to, I don't know, get a soft touch in the opinion of the fans, and that'd be something like a George Groves or a Callum Smith, who I know a lot of people will not consider Callum Smith to be a soft touch. But if he chose to do that, I understand. He's been in a gauntlet himself, and he's done pretty good. But look, again, just to reiterate, it's a troll in my opinion. It's to build up the other two names, Groves and Callum Smith.
It can be both. That's the thing. He could be deserving of these fights, and it could still be a troll job. You know what I'm saying?
Look, we got one more UK caller before we wrap this up. Wesley, talk to me. Wesley, going uno, going dos on Skype, Wesley. What's up, brother? Yeah, we hear you now.
Yeah, I mean, the fight, I don't think it's a troll, but you know what? I don't think it's going to happen either. Because let's be real, let's be honest. I don't think he's going to come down to 160. I do think he should come up, though, to fight him at 168. Because Golovkin, to be honest, he hasn't fought anybody. And let's be realistic. The guy, when he fought Jacobs, he did lose. That's just personally my opinion. So I think he should come up and fight James Gale. And if he is the best middleweight in the world, he will do that. He will happily come up and fight James Gale and beat him. In my opinion. That's just my personal opinion.
How many pay-per-views does the repeat revenge with Groves and DeGale do?
In the UK, I mean, because that fight is always going to be there. It's probably about 60, 70,000 pay-per-views. I mean,
70,000? That's
or do you mean 700,000?
Yeah, I mean, it's not gonna do that much. It's gonna probably do like 100,000, probably. At least.
Oh wow, 100,000. That sounds low.
Yeah.
Wait, 100,000 pay-per-view buys. David Haye, Tony Bellew did 800,000.
It's not gonna.
You don't think it does 500,000 pay-per-view buys? 400,000?
Yeah, but DeGale's not that big, man.
But George Groves is.
Yeah, but that was coming off of with Frotch, you know what I'm saying? But listen, Wesley, we got to get up out of here. I want to thank everyone that tuned in. If you don't agree or you have your own opinion of this news, definitely drop that comment in the comment section below. You could also suggest other shows. We will be doing an on-demand show courtesy of Chad Hogan, Brona Maidana Film Study. So save the date. Should be sometime this week. Wesley coming in, maybe 500,000 pay-per-views at least. He's saying he keeps raising it. He went from 60 to 100 to 500. Oh, man. So, Matt, man, final thoughts. James DeGale, trolling or seeking greatness?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think right now it's a troll job, but these are realistic fights the next couple of years, if not the next 12 months. Especially if big money fights like Canelo aren't available for Triple G. I could see Triple G being forced to move up to look for quality fights.
Definitely, man. And if you have not been following Border Wars, you need to do so immediately. Check out the links we've been tweeting out. There's a lot of buildup for this fight. Support us on Patreon to see all that exclusive footage and the fight that will only be on Patreon. Remember, Enrique's taking on Mario Munguia. Boxing MD, the champ, going against Canada's champ, the undisputed Canadian Jose. And Matthew, the hipster hunter, coming for Superman Sugar Steve Calderon.
Little Stevie.
Calling him Little Stevie, man. It's going to be jam-packed. Matthew seeking greatness, looking for that repeat revenge like James DeGale. And MD in tough. Jose putting in the work. Check out now. You know, you can see Jose already sparring the Russian Conor McGregor. How do you get on the Border Wars card? Well, you can definitely be part of the Border Wars, Coach Smitty, because we're accepting $50 entries, and $50 gets you an all-inclusive trip with TBV to Border Wars. You'll be able to meet Erickson Lubin, the fighter, his trainer, hang out with TBV for that weekend, be part of the recording and the episode of the sparring, witness all three fights live, and participate in either fight's corner. So you can head on over to theboxingvoice.com/Border Wars to get more information. My name is Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Hashtag TBV Podcast and hashtag TBV Appreciation Night to see how The Boxing Voice gets down with its listeners. Matthew.
You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter and my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radios on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Facebook, etc. Peace.
Later.